一节课，这一个小时我们的讨论。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our last class session.
请坐，请坐。他们都很认真哈。我因为到目前为止没有收到家长们给我的问题，所以可能不能讨论你直接的东西。那 maybe 你想要举手也可以。
As of right now, I still have not received any questions from parents, so you may also choose to raise your hand to answer your question.
所以，哦，给他一颗糖啊，谢谢哦。
谢谢。
那所以呢？如果等一下，我一段一段的，如果说你觉得有想法，或是你碰到的一些情况，或是你看一下，你想要问，你可以举手。Or else 我会自己带case 进来讲，这样 OK 吗？谢谢。
Later on for the discussion, what I'll be doing is I'll be just bringing cases from real life.
Yeah, 你们越来越抓得住我了。
It seems that you know me even better now.
我先介绍一下，因为没有 case 进，没有那个题目，我介绍一下，就是我们的父母亲跟我们的老师，可能稍微认识一下情绪困扰的孩子 ，OK 吗
？I would like to introduce to you some of the more problematic cases that we may have. Is that all right?
他是有那个就是有一些是情绪困扰，就是他有 emotional disturbing 的一些孩子。
And these are cases of kids that have emotional disturbances.
那为什么我提这个呢？是因为我们现在在整个北美地区，我们做很多这种家庭教育的seminar 功课之后，我们发现这个是最普遍的一个现象。
And the reason why I'm discussing these kind of cases is because after going through the current situation in the North American families, this is the most common issue that has come up within a family.
就是我们的孩子的情绪不是很稳定的。
Which means that our children's emotional stability is not very stable.
就是我们的学生也包括在里面了。
And that also includes our students.
怎么样认识一个情绪困扰的孩子？或是这个情绪困扰，它是变成了一个或是它变成了一个我们做过的，就是说变成了精神上的问题，你要分清楚。
So how is it that we can identify a student that's emotionally disturbed, and at the same time, how can we distinguish between an emotionally disturbed child and a person who has mental disabilities?
我在美国做过的就是说，如果这个孩子他不是遗传性的，所谓遗传性就是说他的家族里面。有人是精神疾病的话，很多时候他只是后来环境的影响造成情绪上的不稳定。
In the U.S., we have found out that unless it is a hereditary mental problem, that means that somebody else in the family has had this problem, then these kinds of issues will come about because of external influences later on in life.
对，我比较不知道温哥华教会现在的情况，因为我没有。我只有一个礼拜没有实际的接触我们的同学。
And I'm currently not as aware of the situations within the Vancouver Church because I have been here for only 1 week, so I haven't been able to come into touch with everybody here.
所以我只能够用我做过我知道的当成一个个案 case 跟你们分享。
So what I'll be doing is I'll be sharing with you some of the cases that I have come across.
情绪困扰的孩子会受到黑板上面。几件事情的影响造成情绪的 disturbance 困难。
Children that are emotionally disturbed are influenced by the things that you see on the PowerPoint.
它一个就是家庭本身的结构。
And some of them would start off with the structure of family life.
家庭的结构指的是说，可能他只有见到母亲，或是只有见到父亲。
And what I mean as to the structure of family life, that means that they may have only seen a father or a mother playing their role.
就他整个的这个架构是没有完整的。
So that means that the structure is not complete.
或是他可能连父母亲都没有见到，他见到的是更上一代的祖父母。
Oh, it may be that they have not even seen their own parents. Instead, they are being taught by their grandparents.
那现在这样的孩子很多，你们知道吗？
Did you know that there are many children that are under these circumstances?
就留给阿公阿妈带这个孩子长大，可是爸爸妈妈因为很忙，出外去赚钱，有这个情形。
Which means that children are left to their grandparents to be taken care of because their parents are too busy working.
就说再回来刚刚的题目，就是说一个情绪困扰的孩子，他在很童年小的时候， 会受到这几件事情的影响。
Coming back to the main topic, the children who are emotionally disturbed are influenced by the factors that are written in the PowerPoint.
所以假如我们看到我们的孩子，我们的学生，他已经有几个 category 是符合的时候，我们可能要比较知道说，哎，这个孩子的情绪是比较不容易稳定控制到的。
So when we come across a child or a student that may seem unstable, and we know of their background, and if any of these backgrounds fall into those factors, then we should be able to understand why it is they act in that way.
我们就是简单的这样介绍 ，OK？ 那你们想到问题，你们可以问哈。
This is a basic introduction for you guys to think of any questions, and if you do, please feel free to raise your hand and ask.
因为刚吃饱。
And because we just finished a delicious meal.
不能讲一直深入的东西。你们会睡觉的。
We cannot speak of things that are too profound, or else we will fall asleep.
不能一直讲 case, 讲，眼睛会花掉。
Because if we discuss too many cases, your eyesight will blur out.
第一个影响他的东西是他在童年的时期，整个家庭的结构没有完整，会影响他的情绪。
So the first thing that influences a child's feelings or emotional stability is the family structure.
第二个是家庭本身的他的价值的想法。
The second factor is a family value.
那这个价值包括了他怎么看教会，怎么样看世界，怎么样看房子，怎么样看车子，这些价值会出现在他童年的时候，就会影响他。
These values that happen during their childhood will be values in regards to church, the family, a house, a car.
也就是说，父母亲如果在自己的家里面，他其实是非常喜欢。谈论金钱的有一种，我们碰过，非常喜欢谈论金钱，可是呢，他到了教会的 value 的时候，又不是这样的时候，他就造成了 confusion， 他的混乱一出现，就有情绪上的困扰。我想的是12岁以下的孩子。
These cases are cases of children under the age of 12. For example, if a child grows up in a family where the parents spend a lot of time talking about financial issues, and when they get to church, they do not see this happening, then they will be in a state of confusion because these two do not match.
明天会介绍孩子大概到几岁的时候，他会第一次发现他所听的跟他看见的是不一样，造成他的困扰的那个 age， 明天会介绍。
Tomorrow I'll be introducing the age in which a child feels confused whenever anything they listen and anything they see do not match.
第三个会影响他的是他在家庭里面的角色。
The third factor that will influence them is the family role.
那这个比较不能避免，每个人都会碰到。
This is inevitable. Everybody will come across it.
大部分啊，不是每个，就大部分人会碰到。
Or most of them will come across it.
他会忽然间从本来他是 only child， 就是唯一的孩子，会忽然间变成哥哥或是姐姐。
That means when a child may have started off as being the only child, but it ends up being that they become an older brother or older sister.
他前面的两年跟三年，他觉得他是唯一的，他得到所有的东西，可是他会在忽然一夜之间变成了另外一个角色。
For example, if a child has been the only child for 2 or 3 years, and suddenly overnight they become an older sibling, their role has changed.
那个角色变化的时候，父母亲的反应如果是告诉他你就是要爱这个弟弟，爱这个妹妹的时候，他的角色起了变化，他里面就有情绪上的困扰。
And when there's that change of role, when suddenly the parent tells this child, you are to love your younger sibling, then there will be this kind of inequilibrium, which will cause him a bit of emotional disturbance.
你们有看过小孩子忽然间去逗那个小 baby, 是他的自己的妹妹或是弟弟，你有看过他怎么逗他？他有时候弄他的时候，你会吓一跳。
Have you seen any toddlers that they will come across their younger sibling and may deal with them in a manner that may...shock you.
对，那我们可能会打他说，你要把他弄死吗？
And we may even end up hitting the older child and asking them, are you trying to kill your younger sibling?
可是他没有那个想法。
However, the older child did not have this kind of thought.
那像这样的东西进来的时候，他的角色产生了变化，他的情绪就受到困扰。
However, when this comes in and the role that they play changes, then they will have that confusion.
那这个时候他大概到，明天也会介绍，他大概到六岁五岁左右的时候，他整个的现在好像更早了啊，我们都是旧的，大概到四岁五岁左右，他那个嫉妒心会出来。
And today in modern days, at the age of 4 or so, they will start feeling jealous.
你们有看过吗？
Have you seen that before in other children? Age of 4, feel jealousy and
me. 没有，我要跳过耶，因为不用浪费时间讲你们没有看过的事情。
If you have not seen it, then I will not talk about it.
你们是比较 focus 青少年，对不对？
Is your focus greater on teenagers?
唉，可是你知道青少年曾经是孩子嘛，对吧？
However, you must know that teenagers were also once upon a time a child.
我现在要解释为什么他会变成今天的样子。
And that is why right now I'm using this to explain why is it that they are behaving in this manner. You shall listen to me, please.
青少年没有了，走了。青少年很容易应付的。
Teenagers, they're actually very easy to deal with.
就是不要理他。
Which means just ignore them.
你越理他，你头越痛。
Because the more you try to control them, the bigger your headache becomes.
你们如果有经验的青少年，你真的理他没有用的。
For those who have experience, you would know that if you are controlling the teenager, it's useless.
可是不是放任他，明天我们讨论怎么做。
However, let me clarify, this does not mean that you neglect them.
你们快睡着了，好。
You're all falling asleep, so.
另外一个是家庭对于失败的反应。
The next factor is family's response to failure.
就是说，他们家庭里面如果遇到一些不顺利的事情，不平静，就是一个转变的时候，没有那么顺利的时候呢，那个反应出来的表情、口气跟讨论的说话，那个会影响孩子的情绪。
So that means that when family faces an unexpected event that may be relatively negative, the reaction that the family has towards this unexpected event will have a great influence on the child.
所以你要自己去想哦，然后帮孩子想。
So you need to think about it, and you got to think it for your child too.
再来就是他这个家庭他怎么在解决他的方法怎么解决一个冲突。
The next factor is the family's conflict resolution method.
比如说夫妻之间在讲话的时候。
For example, when spouses are speaking with each other,
可能声音越来越大声。
Little by little, you start speaking a bit louder.
或是你可能有祖父母也在当中的时候，哎，有一些冲突出来了。
Or when you also have grandparents in the picture, there's a conflict.
那现在其中一个大人，他怎么样去解决他的方法，就影响了孩子的情绪。
So the way in which an adult will resolve this kind of conflict will also have an effect on the child's emotions.
我有一个孩子哦，他在学校被 complain 到这边来的时候，是因为他只要跟同学坐在一起，他不喜欢的时候，他就走出去了，离开教室了。
I have a child, and by the time he reached into my caseload, is because he's tagged as a runner, which means that whenever he faces something that he does not like, he immediately walks away from the school.
是大家一起做什么？这边有什么 group？Group project 是不是？
For example,
一起做东西的时候。
For example, any kind of group or team project.
那人家就分配啊，你负责哪一部分，你负责哪一部分。他不要，可他不要，他就走了。
And when roles are being divided, and if he does not like what he is being given, he will just run away or walk away.
就后来叫他的爸爸来开会。
So later on, his father was asked to come in for a meeting.
就说啊，你的孩子怎么这样？我们怎么讨论呢？
And to ask, this is what your child is doing. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what to do.
哎呦，他的爸爸听一半走了。
And the father halfway through the conference just walked away from the conference.
这样你懂我意思了吗？
So do you know what I mean?
他的爸爸在 deal with, 在面对 confrontation, 就是一个讨论的时候不爽啊。站起来就出去了嘞。
When the father is dealing with some sort of discussion, and at the moment he does not feel like he wants to be there or deal with it, he will just walk away.
所以我们就哦，原来他只是学习，他不是故意，他以为这是一个方法。
So that is when we realize that this child is actually just doing what his father is doing, and it's not out of bad habit, but it is simply because that's the way he saw it at home.
所以如果我们不认识他的爸爸，我们光看这个孩子，我们就想要 correct 他，对不对？纠正他。
So if we did not know the father and we only saw the child acting in this way, we would want to correct him.
你们有追过学生吗？
Have you ever run after any students?
啊？
Anyone?
没有啊。哎呀，你们都感谢主耶稣哦。
Thank
Jesus Christ. 你们都在教室处理他。
You were able to deal with them within the classroom. That's excellent.
我追过学生哎。
I have chased behind students.
我的学生哦，那时候我年轻，还有体力。
I was young. I was still very energetic.
我的学生哦，跑出去教会外面呢。
My students ran out of church.
追啊，他好快啊，那个动作。
And I ran after him, but he ran quite fast.
你们没有这个经验嘛？
You haven't had this experience.
这边不敢跑。
Nowadays, they do not dare to run away.
所以说哈，就说他的情绪上面，他受到波动的时候，他有一些反应会出来，有一些那个反应我们会觉得哎不应该这样，我们想要阻止他。
And that is when we feel that when a child reacts in a certain way that does not go according to what we think, we want to block them and stop them from doing it.
最后一个会影响孩子在很早期成长的时候的影响，他的情绪是家庭的这个历史的故事。
And the last factor that will influence them is the family history.
这个历史故事包括就是说，他搬家几次。
And this history includes how many times they have moved to a different house.
你可知道，在六岁以下的孩子，如果你搬一次家，对他的情绪困扰就增加多一次吗
？Did you know that for any child under the age of six, if they move once between that time period, it is a 100% fold disturbance in their emotional.
100%, very good. 那么呢？也就是说，他看到的世界如果是不停的转换的时候，他整个情绪是不能安定的，在里面。
Which means that if the world that they see is changing constantly, then they're unable to feel stable or secure within.
所以我们做过一个实验哈，我们在美国做过实验，就是说我们的孩子，因为他自己已经没有 memory 记忆了。可是我们从情绪困扰的孩子上面做实验，就是说，后来追溯到很多孩子是因为在他很童年的时候，他搬过五次以上的家。
So in the U.S., we made an experiment. Of course, the children do not usually remember what happened before, but we realized or came to a conclusion that those who had emotional disturbances had moved at least five times within their childhood.
他在那个 adjust 那个适应力的上面会一直有挫折。
That means that in regards to their ability to adjust every single time, they get greatly stimulated.
何况有的家长哦，你们是把孩子从很远的地方带到这个国家，有没有？
Or even for those parents who bring your children from very far places.
啊，那个已经不是搬家的问题，那个叫移民。
That is no longer called moving house. That's called immigrating.
那移民之后，你自己有情绪困扰，知道吗？自己。
And when you immigrate, not only is your child troubled, but you yourself need time for adjustment.
我们重新再适应一个环境，前面的六个月是情绪困扰的时候。
Whenever we are adjusting to a new environment, the first six months is when we have this kind of emotional instability.
可是因为我们不知道我们在情绪困扰，我们只知道我们很努力的在解决一些生活的事情。
However, usually we are not aware that we are under this emotional instability. Instead, we think that we are resolving any daily needs.
所以我们的脸孔会比较不一样。
So our face expression will be a bit more different.
那个会影响孩子。
And that will also affect our children.
那所以说，你整个的 setting， 房子的 setting， 如果你不停的在他六岁之前，你常常的换那个场景的时候，会造成他情绪的困扰。
So if your household setting changes constantly when your child has not grown past the age of six, this will cause a negative effect on your children's emotions.
Okay， 这是第一个 case.
That's case number one.
你们要 apply 啊，应用一下。
You gotta try applying this stuff.
意思是说，我们现在要鼓励我们的家长，你们因为你们是老师，你们有时候跟家长沟通，要鼓励他们。
So as teachers, you are to encourage the parents.
他家里如果有六岁以下的孩子，你就要鼓励他了。
If in their household they have any children below the age of six, you are to greatly encourage them.
怎么忍？要忍住，那六年不要吵架。
You are to teach the parents, try your very utmost, amazingly best to not fight during the first 6 years.
因为你所有的东西它会进去。
Because everything that you do will be recorded in your child's mind.
记得吗？他进去之后，他播出来是在 teenager 的时候。
Remember that everything that they have recorded will be projected when they reach teenage years.
Okay, so 第一，你忍住，你要吵，等他七岁吵 ，okay?
So the first thing is, if you feel like fighting with your spouse, please wait until your child turns seven, then go ahead.
你把你所有的苦吵出来 ，okay? 七岁他已经不会被你影响了。
Please just save them all up until they're after 7 years old because by then, if you're having fights, it will not greatly influence your child as much. Try your best.
老师鼓励家长，就是 能做可以尽量，你当然不能控制他，可是你可以提出你的，因为你学了。
So as teachers, of course, you are to encourage the parents because you have already learned about it here.
那还有在 apply 到什么？孩子因为他需要固定的东西，在六岁之前。
And how else could you apply this? We've talked about how children need stability before the age of six.
听完了，什么？
From the things that we saw.
不要有太多的变动。
Remember to not have big changes.
Okay, 妈妈的头发在那六年。
That means moms.For the first 6 years of your child's life, to not change your hairstyle too much.
你们觉得没什么哈？
You might think that it's not a big deal.
我们很紧张。
However, we get very nervous when we see that.
你的孩子以后有情绪困扰，会交给我们。
Because the moment that this causes a problem for your child to become emotionally disturbed, that means you're going to send them back to us too.
我们生意会很好，但是我们不想做。
We will have very good business, but actually, we don't want to do this kind of business.
因为你有一些东西是可以忍住的，懂我意思吗？
And it is because there are some things that you can just control yourself over.
这边带一朵花，六岁之前不要一直变。
So please,
他会不认识你是他妈。
Please remember this. Before the age of six, do not change your style too much. They will not recognize you as their moms.
固定，你一生下他，你就固定说啊，我要用这个发型六年。
So the moment that you have a child, whatever hairstyle you have, please just say this is the hairstyle I'm going to have for the next 6 years.
很好笑哦，可是是你不知道你影响他了。
I know this is kind of funny, but honestly, you will affect them.
好，鼓励家长。
So encourage the parents.
爸爸在他六岁之前回到家，不要一直叹气。
And the father, whenever you come back home and your child is below the age of six, do not enter the house just sighing.
工作不好。
Work sucks.
工作很难找。
Work is hard to find.
啊，会影响他的情绪。
Because this will affect their emotions.
可是你知道吗？这个东西在我们那个年代都没有的，对吧？
However, did you know that these kind of things in our age, this does not exist?
为什么？
Why?
我们学了一天，应该有一点想法。为什么？
We have been here for a whole day. Why do you think this happened?
因为脑不一样。
It is because our brains are different.
吃的东西不一样。
The things we eat are different.
所有的想法不一样。
Our way of thinking is different.
所以这一代你不能。你一定要顾到他的情绪。
However, this generation is different, so you are to protect their emotions.
所以你看，这个已经超过你每天给他穿好衣服，给他吃好东西，他超过，他其实是从很小的东西他看见的。
So you can see how these things have surpassed the daily needs, meeting the daily needs. Every single little thing, they see it and it affects them.
小孩子六岁之前，如果常常看到父母亲吵架的话，你知道第一个出来的东西是什么吗？
If before the age of six, the child sees parents fighting all day long, do you know what the first projection of these things will be?
还有强烈的性需要。
They will have a very strong desire for sex.
很早就会跟你交男朋友或是女朋友了。
Very early on, they will start having boyfriends and girlfriends.
它里面就有一块东西忽然间出来说我需要这个。
Something within their brains will urge them to say that they need this.
那是因为他六岁之前看过男性跟女性的争吵。
And that is because before the age of six, they saw how men and women would fight.
所以我们真的要小心的。
So we honestly really need to be very careful about this.
随着自己的意思过日子的时候，我们影响了他，我们不知道。
Whenever we decide to live our lives according to what we feel like, we will affect the child without even knowing.
我们看到的时候，他已经 teenager 了。
And by the time we realize all of this, they would already be teenagers.
我们就想要纠正他。
And that is when we think that we want to rectify them.
那个 fight 就出来了。
And that's when we start fighting.
那其实是他情绪里面的困扰，他没有那个字可以告诉我们。
But it is simply that they are emotionally disturbed and they don't know how to express this in words.
所以自己回忆一下，然后去想，哎。今天我的孩子有这个情绪的上面的问题吗？如果有，你可以追溯到以前的东西。
So think back, think into your children. If your child has these kind of reactions, think back into the days before, and you will see how there's a connection to these.
如果你了解了之后，你的心就宽大一点对他。
And the moment you understand this fact, then your heart will be broadened, and you will understand them a bit more.
他没有选择。
Because the first thing is that they did not have a choice in this.
你吵架，他能选择什么？他是 baby.
You were fighting. They were a baby. They could not choose for you to not fight.
可是他被影响了。
However, they were affected.
那你今天学到了。
And today you have learned this.
所以你看见他的时候，不是就是像我讲吗？ You are so good.
So when you see your child, you would do like I said, you would tell him, you're so good.
因为是我们影响了他。
And it is because we were the ones that affected them.
对，可是我们今天想要教训他。
However, today we feel that we must rectify them.
其实他的情绪困扰从很小的时候已经出现。
So we can see how the factors of their emotional disturbance happen very young.
Case 结束第一个 ,OK 吗?
This is the conclusion of case one, is that all right?
有没有人有想法？
Anybody has any thoughts, questions, comments?
你们很谦虚哈。
You're very humble.
你们到底要听什么？
Actually, what would you like to hear?
你们是今晚没事做啊？
Is it that you had some extra time to be here?
没地方去。
Or you just like this place a lot?
又没有问题，然后又说这个不是我要听，我要听 teenage。
You have no questions, and you say that you do not want to listen to this. I'm quite puzzled. Please help me.
你们很奥秘。
You are very mysterious.
那我就要再拿 case 出来讲哦，可能又不是符合你的了。
Then I'm gonna bring up case number two. It may not necessarily apply to you.
我们做第一种情绪困扰，现在是最多的第一种孩子。
So as I had mentioned, the first most common problem is children with emotional disturbances.
我们为什么一直讲孩子？因为真的在十二岁之前你能做，可是之后你不能做。
And the reason why we're just talking about children is because before the age of 12, you're still able to do something about it. Afterwards, it's a lost game.
我们有做过另外一些孩子是很容易尖叫的。
We have also come across children that easily shout.
对不起啊，又要讲孩子，你们在等青少年。
I know you're waiting for teenagers, but I'm coming back to children.
青少年不用做。
Teenagers, there's nothing you can do.
有一些孩子他很会尖叫，很会尖叫。
There's some children that just have this thing where they love to shout.
这个年代的尖叫跟我们那个年代的尖叫是不一样的哦。
And the kind of shouts that children of this generation do, in contrast to the ones of the past generation, is quite different.
所以你捏他的嘴巴，叫他不准叫，不一定有效。
So the moment that you pinch their mouths to tell them to stop shouting, it will not necessarily work.
尖叫的孩子是他的脑波波动特别的快，这个年代因为营养够，他波动的很快 ，brain wave。
Children who just suddenly shout, their brain waves are very fast moving.
买一个弹簧床让他跳。
You buy them a bungee jumping bed for them to jump on.
因为我们这是讨论了，我们就要给方法，你让他跳。
And because we're discussing this, what do you call that? Like jumping.A trampoline, thank you. Buy them a trampoline, let them jump on it.
你们有跳过吗?
Have you jumped on these before?
哎呀，难怪都怪怪的。
You have not, I can see. That's why you guys are a bit weird.
我现在都跳啊。
Even me at this age, I jump on them.
你们看到我比较不一样吗?
Have you seen that I'm a little bit different?
八年来有不一样，对不对?
Eight years later, I'm a bit more different. I'm more constant.
常常跳。
I really jump on it very often.
我每次要上这样的 seminar 之前要跳耶。
Before I start off a seminar, I jump on the trampoline.
因为会紧张。
And it is because I will get nervous.
他三整天嘛，对不对？很辛苦，因为你会预测到底会怎么样，会想嘛。我们是人。
Because it is a whole day event, therefore you will try to predict what you will face. Because we're human beings.
那个东西如果不出去，我带进来的是在这里耶。
And if you do not let these kinds of emotions go, then you will bring, or I will bring these emotions into the seminar.
有一种情况就是当你来问我问题的时候，我会觉得你很烦。
And one of the results of this would be that the moment they come and ask me a question, I'll just feel that you're annoying me.
Yeah, 你很烦 very annoying.
You're annoying me. Plus the face.
是真的很烦。
Because really, it is quite annoying, honestly.
你知道你们有时候真的很烦吗?
Did you know that sometimes you guys are really annoying?
一直来问同样的东西。
Because you come and ask me the same old questions.
已经讲几堂了，还在问同样的东西。
I have already had classes, couple of classes, but you still ask the same questions.
好像你的问题就是一个 special case, 刚刚你都没讲到的。我的那个儿子啊，完蛋了。
And it is almost as if your case is a special case, and you start commenting on how your child is dead meat.
可是你们 approach 我的时候，我怎么样？
However, when you approach me, what am I supposed to do?
因为我跳过。
It is because I have jumped upon that trampoline.
我看到你的时候，我觉得啊，辛苦的母亲。
So when I see you, I realize, wow, you are a very hardworking mom and dad.
伟大的母亲。
You are a very admirable mom and dad.
坐下来聊两句。
Let's take a seat. Let's chat about it.
那是因为我的情绪已经出去了。
And that's what happens, and it's because that basic emotion has left me.
我是四十几岁的人，我都需要这样的情绪有一个出去。你的孩子 谁教他这些
？I'm a 40-plus-year-old man who requires to admit these kind of feelings in this way to be better. But what about your children?
所以我们的情绪会越累积越上去。
So the more we accumulate these kinds of emotions, the more packed it is.
所以那个情绪，它没有好也没有不好，它是自然的一直累积的。
So these emotions are not necessarily positive or negative, but they will accumulate.
那刚好我们的孩子有一件事情出来的时候，那整个情绪倒过去他的身上。
And the moment that our child does something, all these emotions that were packed up will be spilled upon them.
所以尖叫的小朋友是因为脑波波动很快，他有情绪的困扰，我们带着他一起跳。
So the children that will just suddenly start shouting is because they have very fast moving brain waves. So the thing that we can do for them is together with them jump on a trampoline.
哦，跳哈，这样知道哦。所以你上课之前，如果你知道你的孩子很辛苦，你带他先去外面跳。
So if you know that your child has these kinds of situation before the class, take them out, have a jumping session, and then come back.
拉着他一起跳。
Jump with them.
你也很爱他，他也很爱你。
You love the child very much, and the child certainly loves you too.
小孩子，你没有办法跟他讲道理的，你就是要有方法跟他一起做。
Because with children, it is not about preaching or sermonizing them. Instead, it is about doing things together with them.
那爸爸妈妈如果在家里面碰到会 screaming 的孩子的时候
，And if mom and dads come across children that are just big shouters,
他的 brainwave 因为很快，所以他需要有很多的动作 movement 头的动作。
And it is because your brainwaves are moving at a very fast pace, therefore their heads need to have some sort of movement.
带他滚。
Take them
rolling,
to roll, roll with them.
Roll, 拿那个 blanket 毯子包起来，在里面滚。
You could take a blanket and just kind of roll them in or roll them out.
把它卷起来之后，把它抖出去，他就滚。
You just kind of wrap them in, and then you just roll them out on the rug.
然后从那边再把它卷进来。
And from the other side, roll them back in like sushi.
像春卷有没有？春卷。
Like
sushi,
yeah,
sushi.
Like a roll.
Roll, roll. 那你每一天多十分钟把它滚，他会很快乐哦。
And if you do this for 10 minutes every day, honestly, they will be quite happy.
滚完之后教训他。
However, after rolling them, you are to teach them.
很有效。
It is very effective.
你滚完之后，他整个脑松开了，对不对
？After rolling them, their brain waves would have released themselves.
妈妈告诉你，不可以这样，知道吗
？Mommy tells you, do not do that. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay.
可是他如果没有滚
，However, if they did not have this kind of rolling,
妈妈告诉你不可以这样子。
Mommy tells you to not do this.
Why not?
The child would go, why not?
那你就开始上来了。
And that is when you get fired up.
所以。你对付十二岁以下的孩子的时候，你就是要他，因为 brain 的刺激不够多，因为现在的孩子哈 ，baby 提早走路。
So for the children before the age of 12, it is because sometimes they're not stimulated enough. For example, infants start walking before the previous age.
他爬的不够 ，crawling， 他爬不够。
Or their crawling is not enough of a stimulus.
他爬其实有一段时间是在刺激他的 brain。
The reason why they are crawling is because they're stimulating their brain.
可是现在的孩子因为营养够。
However, because children's nutrition is enough in modern days.
他会想象他要站起来。
They will start thinking that they want to stand up.
很多的家长，我们在美国告诉我说：“老师，我们的孩子好聪明，从来没有爬过，我好紧张。”
A lot of parents will tell me, "Teacher, my child is a genius. He never crawled and he can already stand." And I will feel very anxious about this kind of news.
一岁就站起来就会算算数，哦，更紧张。
Because if a child at the age of one does not crawl, but instead jumps to standing up and start using the calculator, I get really nervous.
因为情绪困扰的孩子通常是伴随 IQ 来的。
And it is because those who are emotionally disturbed, it is linked to their IQ.
情绪越不稳定的孩子，我现在 in general 有特别的例子，但是一般来说，情绪困扰的孩子，他伴随的 IQ 是非常高的。
Let me clarify that this is to general population. There are special cases. However, the children that are emotionally disturbed usually have a link with a high IQ.
你看我们整场这一群人情绪非常稳定，对吧
？Look at us. Our emotions are very stable.
我们 IQ 偏低。
Our IQ is just in the lower range, actually. And that is true.
我说的 IQ 不是你读书哦。
And us, when I talk about IQ, it doesn't mean your ability to learn or study.
是你 link 你看事情 process 的那个 link 比较慢。
It just means that the time period for you to link things is a bit slower.
IQ 指的是说， 慢之外，就是说你看事情只有一条线。
That means that when you see a certain thing, you only see one road.
所以你过不去就过不去了。
So if you cannot walk across it, you won't walk across it.
你一定要打架才过得去的。
You must fight to be able to cross the street, and that's us.
那
those who are weird.
他因为那个立体的东西在青少年没有上来，我们今天有介绍没有？十八，他那个会dimension 立体的里面的发展会上来，我们扫掉那个。
And it is because originally it talked about how there's that three dimension where in the age of 18 to 23 this must come up. And for us, this dimension did not come through.
所以神用他很多的时间在教我们看事情。
And that is why God has used a lot of time to teach us how to look at a situation.
所以我们很苦，学得很苦。
And that is why we have learned in a very toilsome way.
因为过了那个时间，你硬是要再把那个拉起来，你除非遇到很大的患难。
And it is because after that window of opportunity has passed you by, and you try to 3D what needed to be 3D, unless you have gone through a very great traumatic thing, it will not happen.
他要你从这边看啊，原来这件患难有神的恩典，有没有？他叫你从这边看。
It is only then when God will let you see a bad event through a different perspective to show you there was God's beautiful will within it.
从这边看啊。这个人其实是在考验我的爱心，有没有？
And from a different perspective, you'll say, "Oh, actually, this person was training me to be more loving."
从这边看啊，神真的很爱我，还在让我学习，有没有？
Or from another perspective, you see, actually, God is very loving. He wants me to continue learning.
我们学得很苦啊。
We learn these lessons in a very hard way.
因为传道叫我们要爱人如己，我们很难的时候，我们就要经过这个才看到，哦，神真的很爱我。
And it is because when we are being preached about how we should love everybody, it is only through having these different perspectives that we realize that God truly loves us.
那这一代没有。
However, the new generation does not have this.
它全部是够的，是每一个一直过去的。
Because each window of opportunity is completely fulfilled, therefore they just move on.
十几岁的时候，它已经是立体的。
And at the age of when they hit their teenage years, then all these principles become 3D.
所以他有时候看我们是 very ridiculous.
And that is why sometimes when they look at us, they'll just say that we're ridiculous.
他有一些字不知道你们有没有听过，他会说我们很 stupid.
I don't know if you've ever heard these phrases. They might even say, "Hey, you're kind of stupid."
哦，有时候只是讲在嘴里，没有讲出来嘛。
And sometimes they may just mumble it under their breath.
他们看不起我们。
They do not. They look down upon us.
好了，挑战了你的情绪了吧
？So now they're really challenging your emotions, right?
我为了你才来这里的。我不会说英文，你现在看不起我。
It was because of you that I came here. I don't even speak English, but I brought you here, and you dare to not look well upon me.
学校的家长会不好意思叫你去。
The
parents. 因为你要带翻译。
Oh, you The child will be embarrassed to tell you to go to the PTA meetings because if they bring you, that means they also need to bring a translator.
他觉得我们的 English 有 accent.
Because they feel that we speak broken English. We speak English with an accent.
他们好多想法的。
They have a lot of thoughts.
他看不起我们的。
They do not look well upon us.
我们自己还觉得自己好棒。
And at the same time, we feel that we're all that.
所以我现在要讲的是说，他因为那个整个 development 那个脑子是不一样的时候，所以我们。两个 generation 两代在练习的东西是不同的。
And that is why, as I had mentioned, our brains developed in a different way. Therefore, the way in which we see these things are different.
那个时代真的不一样了。
The time has changed. The eras are different too.
我不知道我跟你们的时代是不是很类似，就是说，这个我们这个年代是，你只要努力勤劳，你会成功。
I don't know if my era is the same as yours. In my era, as long as I work hard, 努力还有
diligent.
Oh, and as long as I work hard and I'm diligent, then I will be able to succeed.
这个年代
However, this generation,
努力
What effort?
勤劳
What diligence?
不一定会成功
That will not equal to success. Do you agree with this principle?
以前你只要努力努力努力，你就会变大老板。
In the past, as long as you worked real hard, you would become that big boss.
你如果念到一个 master degree, 你已经下下教了。
And if you were to ever get a master's degree, you'd be in the top of the social class.
这个年代。
However, this era.
你教他读书。
You tell them to learn.
读完出来。
To study and to graduate.
尤其拿到 master degree.
And even if they get a master's degree.
再拿上去。
And you continue on.
他有时候找不到工作。
Even if they had a master's degree, that does not guarantee that they will find a job.
大的 question mark.
And they just throw a very big question mark.
我读书为了什么？
Why in the world did I go to school?
可是我们一直给他的经验说，你只要读书，你一定会成功。
But we continue telling them, as long as you study hard, you will certainly succeed.
年代不同了。
But we can see how the times are different.
现在我们要看重的是他的心里面在想什么。
Today, what we need to put greater emphasis is to figure out what is it that they're thinking within their heart.
这个年代已经他的成功的问题已经不是工作跟金钱的东西。
To be able to know whether they're going to succeed or not does not, it's not based on whether they're going to go to good university or get a good job.
真的不一样。
It is really a different time.
这个年代的成功是你怎么样活下去。
Success in this generation is if you are able to know how you're going to continue living.
然后你怎么样在困难的时候寻求帮助。
And also, how are you going to look for help when you are going through hard times?
如果他没有这个技能，就是他没有这个观念的话，他遇到困难他就不要了。
If they do not have this skill, this principle within their heart, the moment that they face a difficulty, they will decide that they'd rather just give it all up.
你知道我有一个孩子，现在已经二十了，当年他十八岁的时候出来工作。
I have another child. He's 20 years old now. He was 18 years old when he came out to work.
十八岁嘛，都是打工一些基本的东西。
So at the age of 18, he just worked a temporary job, just the very basic stuff.
你知道他换多少工作吗？
Do you know how many jobs he changed?
在一个礼拜之内。
In one week.
他换了七个工作。
7 different jobs in one week.
为什么呢？
Why, you might ask?
因为他每一个工作进去之后。
And it is because every single job that he got into.
I don't feel like it.
I don't feel like it.
因为人家告诉他，你哦。你一、哦、要先练习这个，我们会 train 你、哦、一做这个还没有听完耶，他走了。
And it is because whenever he entered a job during the training session, they'll tell you, I need to teach you this, this and that. But even before the training ended, he just walked away from it.
他说、欸、你还没有听完。
And the employer would say, hey, you have not finished listening to what I have to say.
That's very stupid.
That's very stupid, he would answer. And he would just walk away from it.
回到家
He'd go home.
啊，这样、啊、有人吗、哦
Somebody starts scorning this 18-year-old.
你一个工作你都不能做，你还要怎么样啊？我要养你一辈子吗？你们很会讲这种话。
If you cannot even find a job and you're 18 years old, are you kidding me? Do you think I'm going to be feeding you for your life?
你们电视剧看很多。
You watch a lot of TV soap operas,
very
so you know how to
drama,
say this.
你们很 drama 的。
So you're very dramatic about everything.
你最后还不是要养他？
And in the very end, regardless of how dramatic you are, you still gotta feed them.
你干嘛先念那个台词？
So why is it that you already read out the script
for
them?
你骂骂骂骂骂，那来吃饭啦。
You scorn them half the time, and then you go, "Hey, come and eat."
骂什么骂？
Then why in the world are you scorning them?
就有人这样这样这样这样。好，他明天又出去找工作了。
So tomorrow, next morning, the child goes out, finds another job.
哎，也不错哎，会再出去找工作也不错，对吧？你们现在应该很低的 level 哈，就是说。他愿意出去找工作，爸爸拍拍手嘞。
And not bad because your standards are now very low. So the fact that the child is willing to go find himself another job, you already think it's very good.
又回来了。
And once more, the child returns.
Don't feel like it.
I didn't feel like it. He answered.
所以他可以这样 don't feel like it, don't feel like it, 一直 don't feel like it 哦。
So he can just continue applying the same phrase, I don't feel like it, 7 more times.
啊，在家现在。
So now this child is at home.
他的房间。好多的东西哦。
His room is full of things.
因为他这个年代的，他不是他努力努力努力，他就会看见结果的。你懂，这个社会已经变了。
And it is because the society has changed, so the rule of as long as you work hard, you'll succeed does not apply to this era.
我不知道你们同不同意哈，这个社会变得很 cunning， 很狡猾，就变得很。很金钱的东西。
I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I believe that the society today is very cunning.
我们的孩子啊，这样子训练出来，从你家，从宗教教育这样训练出来，很乖的。
So our children, the ones that grow up in your households, the ones that grow up in the RE system, they're actually very obedient children.
啊，因为他每天被你说笨嘛，啊，笨，又懒啊，这样，他要进社会嘞。
It is because this child has grown up being told, "Hey, you're dumb and lazy." And at the very end, this child still needs to enter to society.
对，我有一个孩子去 interview， 就是跟人家讲说他笨跟懒呢。
I have a child that as he was being interviewed, he told the interviewee, I'm actually kind of dumb and very lazy.
他说我诚实地告诉你，我妈妈说我很笨。
So he told the interviewer, let me be honest with you, my mom says I'm both lazy and dumb.
这是我们的孩子，我们教会的孩子。
And these are the children of our church.
你说他乖不乖？
Would you not agree that they're very obedient?
可是他怎么进社会，对不对？
Having this kind of level of obedience, how are they going to enter society?
所以你让他进社会，你不能够一直这样子戳他。
So if you want them to enter society successfully, you cannot spend all your day just poking their heads.
哦，十三岁之后就 you are so good.
So remember, after they turn 13, you are to tell them you are so good.
你知道Steve Jobs 吗？
Do you know Steve Jobs?
苹果的老板。
The Apple founder.
你知道他的人吗？我们在study 他的 case 的时候，你知道他的人，他的人是很怪的哎。
Did you know that when we were studying him as a single profile, he's a very weird person.
Okay, 他很成功，我们先不谈，你们已经读过他的报纸。
He's definitely very successful. We have already read that in the news. We do not discuss that.
他的 case 很特别，因为他在十二岁的时候第一次想要自杀。
However, his case is very special because at the age of 12, Steve Jobs wanted to commit suicide.
情绪有困扰。
He was emotionally disturbed.
你现在就知道我在讲什么了。
And now you know what I'm trying to say, right?
什么高 ？IQ 高。
And what was the thing that he was very high at? High IQ.
IQ 跟情绪是直接挂钩的。
IQ and emotions are linked together.
IQ 的东西一上去，情绪就不稳定。
The moment that this IQ is raised up, their emotional section is not stable.
可是我们会一直把他教训到情绪很稳定。
However, we believe that we will be able to discipline them until their emotions can be stable.
我跟你讲，我们的孩子真的很被祝福，被神祝福，大部分是高 IQ 的。
I can tell you, our children are truly blessed by God because our children are high IQ, most of them.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的孩子不太有礼貌。
And it is because our children do not have any good manners.
Yeah, 因为他情绪不是很稳定嘛，所以他看见人的时候就是不一样。
And it is because they are not very stable in regards to their feelings. So when they see you, they see you differently.
因为主耶稣祝福他有一个非常好的头脑。
And it is because God has blessed them with a very, very good brain.
可是你一直 adjust 他，就是说，呀，做做这样。
However, you tell them, "Hey, sit here."
我看到我好想起来抱他。你们这个指挥完会这样子。
When I saw the hymn leader, I really wanted to get up and hug him because the hymn leader can bow to 90 degrees.
我现在在北美洲做这么多的 workshop， 这是我第一个看到会这样子结束的孩子。
In the many workshops that I've done throughout North America, this is the first time that I see a hymn leader concluding bowing 90 degrees.
怎么训练出来的？
My question is, how did you train them?
你们用了什么电极的方法去把它电成这样子？
Did you at any point electrocute them so that they would obey you to bow at 90 degrees?
哎，我们美国哈。
Because in the U.S.
不指挥的嘞。
They do not even do the hymn leading things.
唱180首。
Hey, sing hymn 180. Hey, sing.
唱完了，他不管你有没有坐在那边哦。
And they finish.
传道嘞，他走了。
And they finish singing, and regardless of who the minister is, they'll just walk away.
唱完了，走。
I'm done singing. I'm leaving.
下面的人，嘿，嘿，嘿，再唱一首。
And the person below goes, "Hey, please sing one more."
What?
And that's what they do.
Sing one more, one more. 早点说啊。
You should have just told me earlier to sing one more for crying out loud.
I don't prepare.
I did not prepare.
啊，唱这个。
Okay, let's sing this one.
好了，这不是来了吗？
And is the minister here already?
就叫他少唱一节嘛，因为已经来了嘛。那首很长，选了一个很长的。
So now the minister is here, so they ask him just sing one less verse.
What? 唱完就走了。
So they finish singing and they just walk away. But over here, they bow into 90 degrees.
你们要感谢主。
You really must thank God.
你们的训练顶呱呱，在北美首屈一指。
Your training is number one in North America.
太棒了。
It is just the best.
去美国看看。
Go check out the U.S.
他们的那个年代，美国的移民历史比我们更早。
The immigration history of the U.S. is earlier than ours.
他们甚至已经有第三代的出现在那边。
They already have a third generation member.
阿公阿嬷讲英文。
And that would be grandparents who speak English.
因为当年是来美国留学留下来的。
And it is because these grandparents came to the U.S. to study and stayed behind.
本身就是读书的人。
So they're already educated grandparents.
所以他们要求的读书是非常之高。
So their standards, their expectations in regards to education is very high.
你只要会读书，什么东西都 OK.
As long as you know how to study, everything else will be fine.
所以有时候他们在情绪困扰这一块，他伴随着 IQ 很高的时候，他其实表现出来，有时候我们会觉得，哎，怎么会这样呢？
So for those who have high IQ, who come from these kinds of backgrounds, and we see them emotionally disturbed, the moment we see them do something different, we may ask ourselves, why is it that this happens?
Okay, so 回来跟你们解释完之后，要回来带着他们跳床。
So after explaining all of this, let me tell you what you need to do. Bring them back and jump on the bed.
滚 carpet.
Roll on the carpet.
所以你们家要预备一个床或者沙发是会坏掉的，没有关系的。
So in your house, you are to prepare a bed or a sofa that will get damaged. It'll be all right.
他有一个本能，就是他不行的时候，他自己会想办法跳。你没有看过孩子吗？他会自己想跳哦。
And that is because a child has that own reaction that whenever they feel that they just can't take it, they will just start jumping by themselves.
那大部分会被打，对不对？
And the moment that they do that, they will usually get physically disciplined for jumping.
对啊，因为那个沙发是刚买的。
Because you will say, hey, I just bought that sofa. Why are you jumping on top of it?
要乖，不准跳。
You are to be good. Do not jump on it.
他进去一个想法，想跳就是不乖。
And so what happens is within their brains, they'll figure out that if I want to jump, that means that I'm disobedient.
可是因为他常常想跳。
But they really, really want to jump.
所以他就告诉自己，原来我不乖。
So they tell themselves, okay, that means that I'm a bad child.
原来我不好了。
I'm just a bad damaged item.
没有人告诉他，他自己告诉自己。
Nobody told him this, but he tells himself.
造成他情绪的困扰。
And this causes him to be emotionally unbalanced.
情绪困扰现在是最让我们最忙的事情。
So being emotionally disturbed is the thing that keeps counselors and therapists the busiest.
因为他到困扰到一个地步的时候，他会忧郁。
Because the moment that this emotional disturbance lasts for a period of time, they will hit rock bottom, which is also known as depression.
他一下去之后，那个门里面的门就关起来了。
And the moment that they hit depression, that inner door will shut down.
那我们看到的孩子就是这样子的。
And you will see children acting in that way.
他不太会笑。
They no longer smile.
他也不太会生气。
They no longer get angry.
他就是没有感觉。
They just don't feel anything.
那这样子的，现在的在教会里的统计呢，这样子的孩子是很普遍的。
And within our church, after surveying, this seems to be a very common phenomenon within our church.
在追到后面去之后，原来他们的心中有一个 anger， 有怒。
If you figure out, try to figure out why this has happened, it is because within their hearts, they have this anger that has been unresolved.
我们大部分的孩子里面，心中有一些怒没有出来。
Most of our children, within their hearts, there's this anger that has not been released.
所以我们跟青少年 teenager 要讲了哈，我们跟青少年在一起的时候，我们要先认识他里面其实有一块怒没有出现。
So whenever we are with teenagers, we must remember that there's this anger that has not been released.
好，那现在假装，比如说这个同学，我们是好朋友，或是你的朋友，他如果有在怒，请问你怎么办？
So now let's pretend that Deacon Matthew and me, we are classmates. And let's say that Deacon Matthew is angry. So what would I do? Or what would he do?
We're classmates. 你们会怎么办?
This is discussion. So like if you have a peer that is angry, what would you do or help them do?
正在生气的人你怎么办?
Towards a person, a peer that is angry, what would you do?
让他讲。
You will let them just vent it.
还有没有?
What else would you let your friend do?
好几种啊,很好,让他讲。你再想两个。
Think of two more venting. What else could you do?
只有你听到我的问题，还有想想看。
What else would you do?
让他跳。
Let them jump to get their anger out of their system.
马上在 office 搬一张床。
in the office, pull in a bed and let them jump on it.
很好，让他跳。还有什么
？Okay, that's good. What else?
让他写。哦，听他发泄，把它写出来。
So you let them write it out, or venting.
你碰到一个旁边正在生气的人，你通常怎么办
？If somebody who's sitting right next to you, who's your peer, is angry, what would you do to resolve that?
Leave him alone. 你就是 stay away 一点点嘛，哈。
So you leave them alone.
Yeah, watch 他。
You give them some space and you watch them.
就是跟他。不要一直过去这样子，这是另外一种。
That means that you just don't try to cross over too much.
很好，因为我现在在讲13岁以上，就是他是个人。
And that is because after the age of 13, they are a human being.
哦，给他丢。
丢球吗？
有一种球会丢出去又回来。
Okay. Yeah, or what you can do is you can give them a huge bouncy ball and they can just keep on bouncing the ball until they feel better.
这边有没有年轻人？你们用什么方法？
Any of the youths, could you share what you do when you're angry to just get it out of your system?
怎么会你在 angry 的时候，你怎么样 get rid of it?
So when you're angry, how do you get rid of it?
Huh? 睡觉。
Some people say sleep.
什么？哦，你年轻的时候是跑去睡觉。
Brother says okay. that when he was young, he would just go to sleep whenever he was angry.
你看已经好多方法了。
So you can see there are many methods.
还有没有
？Any other ones?
跑步。
Go running.
哦，你做
exercising.
你就说你去跑步这样子。
So you would tell Deacon Matthew go run.
自己对对对，就我们 我们 release 用跑步。
The reason, the way in which I release my anger is by running.
好了，现在回来了。
All right, come back to me.
Now, 我们现在的孩子青少年他在怒的时候，你怎么做？
So now let's come back to the topic. When our teenager is angry, what do you do?
十二岁以前你可以教训他。
Before the age of 12, you can still discipline them. Please remember that.
不准这样子。OK, 他过一会就忘记了。
You tell them, do not act in that way. And after a while, they will just forget about it, which will be fine.
十三岁以后不行。
However, 13 and on, you can no longer play the same way.
一下去就 cause 他的情绪上的东西。
Because the moment that you act in the same way, you will affect their emotions.
Okay, 所以刚刚五个要拿出来用，知道吗
？So remember
刚刚
the things that we just talked about.、
啊、
let them use these as tools.
就不用说给我说清楚你为什么生气，就不用了。
Do not force them and tell them, "Hey, tell me why you're angry, or else." Do not do that.
给他一点空间。
Give them a bit of space.
然后他自己会想。
They'll figure it out.
我们现在做的是，我们在家里面要固定一个角落，是可以跳的地方，一个角落固定的。
What we do now, as we're talking, is really have a corner in your house where you have a trampoline, where you just let people go and jump it.
十二岁以前。
Before the age of 12.
十三岁你摆那个东西，他会觉得你很 stupid.
After the age of 13, if you really have a trampoline at home, they'll just think you're stupid. So don't do that.
十二岁以前一定要有一个固定，不要移来移去啊。
So before the age of 12, have a set place where you will have a trampoline.
很小的小孩子，他一啊哈，就带过去跳。
The moment that a child just suddenly starts shouting his mind off, just take them to the trampoline and tell them jump.
再一叫带去跳。
And once more, when they start shouting again, take them over, let them jump.
十二岁以前的孩子需要 pattern, 固定的形式。
Because children before the age of 12, they need patterns. They need a set ways in which you do things.
他所有东西要固定。
So everything needs to be constant.
他的吃饭时间要固定。
Their eating time is constant.
他吃的量要知道固定。
The quantity should be constant.
他所有的东西是一个固定的 pattern, 就看见你的时间也是固定的。
Everything is constant. They see how time runs in a constant way.
他所有就会进去。
And all of this will get into their system.
如果我们的时间是不固定的。
If our time is not constant,
就造成情绪的困扰。
This will cause them an emotional disturbance.
这个情绪困扰就会牵到后来出来的东西。
And this will affect them in regards to what happens or what they project later on.
所以当有一个固定的床在那边的时候，他慢慢慢慢会把那个东西引到他的脑子里去。
So when you have that constant trampoline in that corner, then little by little, this trampoline will become a trampoline within their mind.
就是我是可以生气的。
Which means I can get mad.
那我生气的时候要去把它释放掉。
And when I get mad, I need to find a way to release this anger.
它从看得见的就变成看不见的。
So it will change from something that they can see to something that they cannot see.
它就不会一直累积。
And they will not accumulate all these feelings.
像我们这一代可以累积，对不对？因为里面很大。
For us of this age, we can accumulate it because we have a very deep storage within us.
我们那个 tolerance 很大，那个 tank 很大，因为我们大风大浪通通吃进去了。
Our tolerance tank is humongous because we're able to swallow up big waves and big earthquakes.
可是呢，这一代的孩子因为没有。
However, the children of this generation do not have this big tolerance tank.
风一来，雨一来，啊，妈妈帮你挡着，你都不知道外面是什么。
So the moment that a small wind blows by or rain comes by, you will block it and not let the child know what's going on.
他有安全，所以他就一直出来。
So they feel very safe, and therefore all of these things come out.
我们没有出来，是因为我们不觉得安全。
And the reason why we do not have these things come out is because we do not feel that, safe.
不是说我们 OK， 是因为我们觉得不安全。
It does not mean that it is because we are all right. It is because we do not feel safe.
像这样子讲话，你要很有勇气哦。
For you guys to speak in this larger crowd, you really need to be very brave.
这个 chapel.
Or within this chapel.
啊，大家觉得怎么样？
How do you feel?
你一直想讲，可是你出不来。
You feel like speaking, but you just can't say it.
为什么
？Why? Why is there this
不安全
？It is because you feel that this is an unsafe place.
因为你一讲，可能这边人会说你在讲什么
？And it is because you feel that the moment that you share your thoughts, somebody else may say, "What in the world are you thinking of?"
好多的声音在后面把你拉住。
And it is because there are a lot of voices behind you which are keeping you from expressing your thoughts.
不要开口。
So you think, don't open my mouth.
你说出来一定很 stupid.
The moment that I speak something, I bet everybody's going to think it's stupid.
你一讲，可能隔壁那个会瞪你。
The moment that you speak, the neighbor will stare down at you.
我光是 question 一出去，你一 delay， 他那个整个安全感就受到挑战了。
So the moment that I ask a question and you have a delayed response, it means that your safety is being challenged.
这一代没有这个问题。
However, the people of this generation do not have this challenge.
你一问他
，ask them，
他不回答你的。
They do not answer you.
你再问他
ask them again.
还是不回答你的
They will still not answer.
他从头到尾不会受到挑战
From the very beginning to the very end, they're not even challenged to answer you.
他好安全啊
They feel super safe.
我就是 don't feel like talking to you.
Because the answer would be, I just don't feel like talking with you.
我就是不想跟你讲话，你怎样啊
They simply don't want to talk with you. So what are you going to do?
懂吗？不同在这里
Do you know what I mean? There's that difference in generations.
我如果静静现在在这边一分钟，你就开始他是怎样不喜欢我们吗
？If I stop speaking for one whole minute, you will start kind of trembling and thinking, "Is something wrong? Does he not like me?"
这一代不会的。
However, this new generation will not have this kind of reaction.
你不喜欢我
？You don't like me.
So what?
So what?
是这样的。
This is the way it runs.
也好嘛，哈，也有不好，也好嘛，对吧
？And of course, it does have its advantages, right?
长大以后。谁规定一定要喜欢你啊
？However, after you grow up, who in the world set the standard that everybody must like me?
你先生、你太太都可能不喜欢你，对吧
？Even your husband or your wife may not like you one day.
他早就接受了。
So they have already accepted this fact.
他们 advanced 非常前进的一个脑。
They have a very advanced brain.
我们如果不下来啊，下来就是说谦卑，跟他们学点东西啊，哇，我们。好难带他们的。
If we do not come down to their level, humble ourselves down to teach them, it'll be very hard to have this kind of relationship.
可以练习了吗？
So can we practice now?
你们下次见到 teenager 坐在前面的时候。
So next time that you see teenagers sitting up front or anywhere in the pulpit,
我看到了，可能不是对的。我看到他们会，自己 grouping 会有。
The things that I see, it seems that these teenagers will sit in groups.
要像我。
They're like me.
要像学我。
You need to learn from me.
我不知道他们喜不喜欢我，但是要学我。
I don't know if they like me or not, but you are to learn from me.
你有看到我跟他们握手吗
？Have you seen me? I was shaking their hands.
Hi, 我叫 Daniel.
Hi, my name is Daniel.
我是新的，请你认识我，对不起。
I'm new. Please come and know me.
他如果高兴啊，他跟我讲他叫什么名字嘞
？And if they are happy, they might even tell me their name.
他如果不高兴，他不理我的。
If they are unhappy, they will ignore me.
手这样。
They'll just stretch their hands out. Let me shake it.
是你自己一直摇他嘛
？And it's because you're shaking their hands. That's why their hands are moving.
Are you finished? Are you finished? Are you finished?
And then they'll do that.
摇完了吗
？Are you done? Have you finished shaking my hand?
那你知道我怎么样吗
？And then do you know what I do?
谢谢你。
Oh, thank you.
你们要学我。
Really, you gotta learn from me.
老师们，你们在教听，一定要下来。
teachers, when you are in the classroom, you are to bring yourselves down.
如果你进到你的教室去
，when you enter your classroom，
噔噔噔噔噔噔，用那个板啊 ，lesson lesson lesson， today I'm gonna teach you lesson， Book of John。
You start hitting the whiteboard and saying, "Hey, listen."
他会坐在里面，我帮他拍拍手。
The fact that they can sit in the classroom, I would give them a round of applause.
他走出去是正常的。
Because it is only normal for them to walk away from that class.
为什么他的脑不一样
？Why is it? It's because their brains are different.
他的学校老师不是这样做的。
Their teachers at school do not act in that way.
我们要学。
So we need to learn this.
他的老师一定问他们今天觉得怎么样。
Their teachers will start off the class by asking, "Hey, how was your day?"
你没有带功课。
You did not bring your homework.
What happened?
What happened?
哦，是这样子。
Oh, I see.
呀，这样的。这边他没有带功课来给你。
Over here, they don't
bring their
homework. 你们当老师，
你们怎么样做
？As teachers, what do you do when you hear that your student has not done their homework?
主耶稣知道你的苦啊。
Jesus Christ knows your suffering or your hard work.
Yeah, 你这个 week 一定很辛苦。
You must have had a very hard week.
他上来了。
And if you do that, they come up with you.
他这一代就要这样的东西。
So these are the things that the children of this generation need.
他要的那个 value 很不一样，那个价值。
The values that they need are different.
他想要被你肯定。
They want you to affirm their being.
那我现在讲的是十三岁哦，你们不要又看错了哈。
So please remember, we're talking about the children 13 and onwards. Please do not be mistaken.
十二岁之前一定不是这样的 ，OK?
However, before the age 12 and younger, you do not act in this way.
为什么没有带功课
？Why did you not bring your homework?
没有交出来，重写。
If you do not bring your homework, do it again.
他会忘记。
They'll forget about it.
十三岁之后不行了。
However, 13 and onwards, you cannot act in that way.
主知道你有多苦。
Jesus Christ knows your suffering.
我今天想要分享 Book of John.
Today, I would like to share with you the Book of John.
Share 哦，你只能用 share 哦。
You can only say the word share.
你不能说我这样讲是对的，我 share.
You cannot say what I'm going to say is what it is. You're going to say I'm going to share with you.
这个是他的系统。
And it is because this is the system that they're running in.
你 share 完，他不一定同意你。
If you after you finish sharing, they may not necessarily agree with you.
所以不要像我这样讲太多。
So do not be like me who chats too much.
大概这个年代的孩子的注意力大概只能五分钟。
The attention span of children of this era is approximately 5 minutes.
一直降低。
And going down.
Teenager 开始在 train 的时候，他们最多最多13分钟。
And when teenagers are being trained, their attention span only lasts 13 minutes.
好可惜的。
It is quite a pity.
脑不一样了。
Their brains are different.
像我们可以这样做到现在，从早上哈。
For us to be able to be sitting here since the morning until now.
他觉得我们很 weird.
They would think that we're just a group of weirdos.
而且你们可以这样。
And on top of that, you can also agree with what's going on.
所以我最后的市场只有在你们的身上。
And that is why my public, the market in which my counseling would work, would only be on you.
我这样子讲啊，那些青少年没办法的，我连这样子都没办法的。
For me to be speaking in this way for teenagers, they would not be able to take it.
十分钟你就要跳一个舞给他看。
Every 10 minutes, you need to have some sort of entertaining dance.
你要动啊！
For them to stay here, you gotta move.
因为他从两岁已经看 iPad 了。
Because from the age of 2, they're already playing with their iPad.
所有的东西他可以这样 ，whoop。
So everything that they see, they can just kind of scroll their hands, and then it will change into something else.
结果你在那边要讲 Book of John， 他没办法 whoop。
However, when you're talking about the Book of John, and they're unable to scroll it over, they're thinking, what in the world?
划不过去耶，那么难看的脸。滑不过去看下一个 page， 看不到。
They're unable to scroll your face away to see the next page.
你们有看过你们的孩子 teenager 在纸上一直画圈圈吗
？Have you seen teenagers who will start drawing a lot of circles in the paper？
你在讲 Book of John 的时候，他就这样。
You talk about the Book of John and they're just drawing circles around a sheet of paper.
另外一种是这样。
And the other one is the ones that play with the pens.
那个是什么
？Do you know what that is？
Brainwave.
That's a brain wave.
脑波一直在震动。
The brain wave is undulating.
因为他受够了。
And it's because they have just taken enough.
十分钟了。
It's been 10 whole minutes.
哇，看，还有50分钟。
There's still 50 more minutes to go. What am I going to do?
所有的花样就出来了。
So all sorts of behaviors will jump out.
你不 entertain, 他 entertain 你。
If you do not entertain them, then they will find a way to entertain you.
开始跳火圈啊，滚啊，这样就出来了。
They start running through rings of fire. They start rolling on the floor. All sorts of things will jump out.
整个 concentration level 专注力一直下降，现在好可怕。现在大概最年轻的孩子，大概两三岁的孩子，他只能 concentrate三分钟欸。
Their concentration level is just going down. A two-year-old child can only concentrate for 3 minutes.
怎么办？
Three.So what are you going to do?
我们没有办法说一定有什么方法了，懂吗？
There's nothing that we really can do. There's not really a method that we can do to deal with it.
接受吧。
Accept this.
我们是处在一个完全不同世界的年代，与这些孩子为伍。
We live in a world where the generations are different.
我们对他们来说是 monster.
And we are like monsters towards them. They see us as monsters.
真的，我们教他画图 ，art 艺术治疗，教他画图，他把妈妈画成 monster.
We use artistic therapy to help them and ask them to draw out their moms. They'll draw out a mom like a humongous monster.
画爸爸。
And we tell them to draw a father.
把你画成 Flintstone 的那一种。
They will draw you as a Flintstone.
啊，那他画他家的房子。
And when they draw their house,
住在森林里面
they live in the forest.
根本就不是真实的
It's not real at all.
可是在他的 brain 里面，他看到是这样子
However, in their brains, that is what they think it is.
接受吧
So accept it.
我没有方法
There's really no method.
他只能介绍你，他们的豆腐花真的跟我们不一样
I can just introduce to you how their tofu brain is different than ours.
他们的豆腐花好像变过味道。
Because it is as if their tofu brain has changed flavors.
你们有吃过不同味道的豆腐花？我以为只有一种。
Have you had different kinds of sweet tofu dessert? There's actually many flavors.
我这次在 Richmond 看过有好十几种豆腐花。
In Richmond, I saw that there were over 10 tofu dessert flavors.
所以它豆腐花变味道了。
So their tofu brains have changed flavors.
你不喜欢也要吃吃看。
If you don't like it, you still got to try it out.
它给了我们家了。神给了我们家，对吧
？Because God has already given them to us.
给了你的班上了。
They have given them to your classroom.
明天我们来讨论一下，在我们班上有那个学生的一些情况的时候，我们怎么样去协助他，帮助他度过这个年纪。
Tomorrow we'll be discussing that if you have children that are going through certain difficulties, what is it that we can do to assist them and pass on towards the next stage.
因为他真的会长大。
And it is because they will grow up.
你最多最多带他两年。
The most that you will be doing is you'll be teaching them for 2 years.
可是这两年你可能可以影响他一辈子。
However, for these 2 years, you may, the things you do will affect them for their whole life.
只因为你想听他说句话。
And it could have been simply because you were willing to listen to what they had to say.
Okay, 所以我们，求主耶稣帮助我们。
So may the Lord Jesus Christ help us.
你们非常的棒
You are excellent.
很辛苦，也很努力。
You have worked very hard today.
我们明天十点钟，我们在楼下，我们聚集，然后我们做更多的讨论。
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. we will get together and we will continue our discussions.
明天好像还有两三节是讨论的课程。假如你真的有想到一些，你可以愿意的话，把它写出来。
Tomorrow we will have 2 to 3 discussion sessions. If you have any questions, please write them down and pass them to me.
Okay, 我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.